Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As we are speaking, we are hearing of a potential deal that could avoid that ban. But if the deal goes through and the TikTok ban goes into effect on Wednesday, what could that mean for the social media landscape, especially for those like you who rely on social media for your business?
Yeah, I mean, it would be catastrophic, especially for the businesses that use that as their highest platform to kind of get, you know, customers or marketing or whatnot. Now, there's a lot of businesses that don't really incorporate TikTok, and they should be fine in that aspect. But, you know, influencers and people that are individual brands that TikTok seems to favor a lot will probably feel the biggest effects, you know. Similar to like those YouTube celebrities where they've built their platform off of YouTube, it's the same with TikTok. They'll be forced to have to go to other platforms. A lot of times the other, like Instagram or other social media platforms, they don't have quite the following that they might have on TikTok. So while they might have some, it'll be a massive blow to them. Businesses, a lot of the businesses that are usually affected by TikTok are not so much local businesses, because TikTok tends to favor more national brands. There's not really a way to target specific cities with the local businesses like you can on other platforms. So I could see like big name brands like maybe McDonald's or Applebee's, or, you know what I mean, any type of national brand that really relies on a lot of marketing through TikTok, take a slight hit. But, you know, because they are big companies like they are, they'll find their life with advertising and marketing throughout other social media platforms.
And I don't know how much you do with social media with TikTok, but how has TikTok helped your business flourish?
So I don't do a lot with TikTok, you know, and obviously my focus is on a lot of small local businesses. So most of my clients are all from Western New York. TikTok, in my opinion, is not a good outlet if you're a small local business, because when it comes to spending money to run ads and market yourself on there, they don't really have an interface to target just people in the area. It's kind of open to people all over the United States. So if you're a restaurant that just opened in Depew and you're trying to use TikTok to get customers, a very small fraction of the people that even you pay to see whatever you throw up on TikTok will really be from the area. And it's kind of not, you know, it's kind of money wasted. You know, your money is better spent on other social media platforms. So I have very little TikTok, you know, usage on some of my clients, but most of them, I try to talk them out of it because of the, it benefits people on more of a national level. It benefits influencers and it benefits national brands, not so much local businesses.
This potential ban would come at a time when we're seeing a lot of discourse on social media politically. How concerning is the political discourse on social media from what you have seen and read?
Well, I mean, if TikTok ends up getting banned and that's kind of the main reason behind it, let's say, it could start a wave of other social media platforms kind of following that lead in a sense, and either changing their terms and conditions when it comes to any sort of political activity or opinion or just posts in general. I personally don't necessarily see that happening. I also kind of feel that, because we've been down this road before for other reasons, that something will happen at the end and either someone will step in, TikTok won't go away, or if it goes away, it might only last a day or two, and then they'll find a way to bring it back, maybe updating their terms and conditions. But, you know, anybody that uses social media knows it's very difficult now to avoid any sort of political analysis from either friends or just pages that tend to show up on your newsfeed. And I think that's starting to become a problem with a lot of people. And so I think you're going to start seeing social media platforms. I think Facebook had just recently launched a button where you could almost turn off anything that shows up on your feed that would be directly related to any sort of political type of opinion or event that's happening. So with that being said, I see a lot of, over the next couple of months, social media platforms changing it to kind of reduce the amount that people would see, or if they want to see any at all. But as far as TikTok getting banned for that reason alone, you know, I don't know if that's going to be enough. I feel like they'll find a way to kind of change their platform to accommodate. So instead of just getting rid of the platform completely because of political discourse, they'll just find a way to kind of cater to people so they don't have to see it as much or not at all.
Sean, anything else?
That was a very long answer.
That's okay. That's okay. Sean, anything else that I may have left out of you care to add?
No, nothing else really. You know, like I said, I feel like everything will be fine. We've been through this before, and in if I'm right, and TikTok stays and they change their conditions, there's going to be something that happens 6 months from now where we're going to hear, oh, TikTok might be banned again for this reason or this reason or this reason alone. But at the end of the day, I feel like there's a lot of money that businesses and influencers and people make through TikTok. It would be hard to just get rid of that platform in this country completely. They'll find a way to make it stay, even if it means changing it up a bit for the benefit of that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.